That's pretty, huh? Ingrid Michaelson. You take me the way I am. And at 5 minutes past four, I promised you a little splash of something lecker after the terribly depressing news that we had. We've got to now drink ourselves into happiness. And with me in the studio right now, Amanda Mtembu from Tops at Lifestyle. Nice to see you again. Where have you been?
I've been hiding somewhere. Nice to see you too. Thank you for having me.
It's great that you're here today, and you've brought the wine of the week, which is, well, you introduced it, weren't you?
So we are having a Rod's Family Wines Dolomite Cabernet Franc today.
And I've never heard of Rod's Family Wines. Have you got some background to them?
Wow, you haven't heard?
Never.
You've been missing out.
Well, clearly.
You've been missing out. Okay, so the guys are actually situated in Stellenbosch in a small area called Polkadry. Yeah, that's, you can say it with the Afrikaans accent. I don't.
Polkadry. Yes, it sounds quite romantic, really. I suppose.
Yes. So it's a family. It's a family-owned estate. It's run by a brother of the Rod's family and also a cousin.
Okay.
All right. So I would say they try by all means to practice biodynamic winemaking techniques, of which they try by all means not to use as much chemicals as they possibly can.
Oh, so it's kind of organic in a sense.
Yes, because their wines are vegan friendly. And vegetarian friendly.
So what does that mean, vegan and vegetarian friendly? I thought all wines were vegan and vegetarian friendly. Are they not? They're made from grapes.
Well, you cannot say wines are vegan friendly
really,
if there's a lot of stuff that
beetles
you
and
eat.
Things in them.
You want me to take out secrets now? Well, there are things that are used in winemaking that will make a wine not to be called vegan friendly.
Is that so?
Yes.
Like what?
Like bull's blood.
Are you joking?
Yes.
Bull's blood in wine?
Yes, they use it as a fining agent.
Amanda, you're telling me something here that is making my hair curl. Really?
See, that is why I said I don't want you to make me take out secrets.
Okay, so but the Rod's family doesn't use any kind of
No, they do not use any animal products in terms of their winemaking techniques.
Okay.
From the vines to the winemaking process up until the final product in the bottle.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about then this particular wine. It's the Dolomite Cabernet Franc. What is, for those that are unfamiliar with the Cabernet Franc, what is that varietal best described as?
Okay, so a Cabernet Franc, I'd say, think of a female version of a Cabernet Sauvignon.
A female version?
Yes.
Do tell.
Okay. So a Cabernet Franc is much more softer in terms of tannin compared to Cabernet Sauvignon, of which Cab Sauv is usually identified as being bold and big because of its high tannin structure, of which with Cabernet Franc, tannin structure is like very low.
Okay, so it's Cabernet an Franc easier drink.
Easier drink, it's much more silky. It's, I would say it's very shy on the nose.
Okay.
Yes.
So shall we have a little splash? I'll play a tune, and when we've been able to detect what we should be able to detect, and apparently this is what you should detect. The nose shows dark and red cherry, dark berries, spiciness and herbs that linger on the palate. It has purity of fruit and a hint of whetstone minerality.
Minerality.
And a velvet soft finish. Well, let's take a splash, and we'll be back on the other side of that to let you know exactly how the wine lives up to its publicity. Here's Rihanna.
Safe and sound.
and with Rihanna in the background. A tune called Lift Me Up. I can honestly tell you, with no hint of a lie, that this wine is dry.
It is dry.
I'm battling to speak as we speak. My tongue has gone into kind of a holding pattern.
That's because you're drinking mostly Sauvignon Blancs. I see that's why.
Really? No. Listen, here's the thing. I would imagine, and they suggest that you pair it with a pork loin with plum and Armagnac sauce, or a game bird, which would be like something like, I suppose, a guinea fowl with red wine sauce, or a Springbok ostrich, or kudu, even Karoo lamb, or hard cheeses. And I would imagine that pairing this wine would bring out its qualities and the delights that are to be released by that sort of combination. Yes,
that is true.
Because as a standard, ordinary quaffable, as my late Derek Taylor friend used to say, I think this might be a little dry for those that are not red wine fans or dry white fans. But it's a good wine. It's a lovely wine. What do you think? You're the expert. I'm just a rock and roller.
I don't want to answer this question as an expert or what, but I drink a lot of red wine, and I drink mostly Cabernet. And for me, I'm finding it very... It is dry, yes, but the tannin structure is not too astringent. It's not staying on. Like, it's not giving you that long finish. It's not overwhelming in your palate. So, hence why it's been paired with very less fatty dishes. Because you need a really big structure of tannin for you to actually match fats that you find in a dish.
Okay, so this is a vegan-friendly, dolomite Cabernet Franc. 2020 is the harvest. It's the Ratz family that has produced it. It's a dry red. Well, there it is, right up front. I mean, there. What are you expecting, David? It's a dry red.
It is dry.
I'm saying, oh, it's very dry. It's a dry red. If dry red is your thing, this is a very, very good choice. Apparently, alcohol 14, does that mean it's high in alcohol or average?
It's just average for most reds.
Okay. And as you quite rightly said, it doesn't contain any animal products and it doesn't contain any nasties. What is the price?
It's going for $1.99 a bottle.
Okay. And you've got stock?
We've got more than enough.
Are you going to be doing a tasting this weekend?
Hopefully, yes.
What will it depend on?
Honestly, people need to show up.
Okay, so there's that's
the deal. This is an invite. People need to show up, because imagine opening a good bottle of wine.
And no one pitches.
And there's nobody to join us, because you need good company for a good bottle of wine.
Amanda, I'll give you my number.
Okay.
If you pop a bottle on Saturday or Sunday and you're looking for good company to come and drink it with you, I'll be there.
I'll definitely do. All right. Before we wrap up, I just want to let our customers know that we're actually running a competition at partnership with Hot Cabrier and Pierre Jourdan. So you just buy any bottle of them, any one bottle of the range, and then just write your name and your telephone number at the back of your till slip, and then just put it in the entry box. And you stand to win yourself a KitchenAid Artisan 4.8-liter stand mixer, which is worth over 11,000 rands.
Wow.
Right. So you can buy your Tranquil, you can buy your Pierre Jourdan Brut, you can buy your Hot Cabrier Chardonnay Pinot Noir, anything that is part of the Hot Cabrier family and Pierre Jourdan, and then you get to send yourself a chance of winning this.
So come along to a tasting on Saturday or Sunday.
Come along to the tasting and enter for the competition as well.
Just like that. Tops at Lifestyle.
Two beds with one stone.
And Amanda Mtembu waiting to welcome you and to show you around and to give you a taste of the Ratz Dolomite 2020, the Cabernet Franc, very special wine. Thank you for joining me on this.
Thank you
happy
for having
Thursday.
Me.
Thank Maybe you. We'll see you again next week.
Hopefully, yes.
I look forward to that. Let's play out of the wine of the week with Sipo Hot Six Mabuse. It's a real classic from back in the day. This one's called Burnout. It's 4:15.